Welcome to this iOS 9 demonstration, and in this demonstration I want to show you how to use the new selection text feature now available in your VoiceOver Rota when you're, of course, writing a document. So first of all, I'm just going to ask Siri to open up Notes for me. Open Notes. Okay, now I'm going to touch down the bottom right hand side of my screen.
New Note button.
And there's the new Note button in iOS 9 for Notes. One finger double tap.
Back button. Note. Text field. Is editing. Character mode. Insertion point at start.
Okay, and we're ready to go. So I'm just going to voice dictate something that we can then go back and edit again. So I'm going to say the quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog and raced away into the bush, never to be seen again. But I'm going to add more colours into the brown bit, and then I'll go back and show you how to select those particular items and what other selection items you have available as well. So here we go. The quick brown, green, yellow, pink fox jumped over the lazy dog and raced away into the bush, never to be seen again.
Again. Inserted the quick brown, green, yellow, pink fox jumped over the lazy dog and raced right into the bush, never to be seen again.
And of course, I invoke dictation mode by doing a two-finger double tap on the edit field to start dictation and two-finger double tap to finish. So I want to go to the beginning of the line. So one-finger double tap to take the insertion points at the beginning.
Insertion point at start.
Okay, and I'm going to rotate around to words.
Words.
And one finger flick down.
The quick brown.
Okay, so I'm now on brown. So one more to the right.
Green.
And of course, I'm flicking down here. Now I'm going to get rid of the all the other colours. So I'm going to flick up to the beginning of green.
Green.
Because I'm in word mode. Now I'm going to do a two-finger rotate around to the new selection menu.
Characters. Language. Edit. Typing mode. Text selection.
Okay, there's our text
swipe
selection.
Swipe right to expand selection. Swipe left to shrink selection.
So it's swipe right to expand selection or swipe left to decrease selection. So first of all, I want to set my selection to word. I can do one finger flick up and down to adjust the selection type for the flick right and left gestures. So flick up.
Select all.
So I can select all.
Page selection.
Page selection.
Line selection.
Line selection.
Word selection.
Word selection, which is what I want. So now if I flick to the right.
Green. Selected.
Green selected.
Yellow selected.
Yellow selected.
Pink selected.
Pink selected.
Fox selected.
Okay, and there's fox, which I don't want to actually include in my selection because I want to keep the word fox. So I flick back to the left.
Fox unselected.
And I've unselected that. Now if I want to check what I've selected, if I do a three-finger tap on the screen.
Selected text, green, yellow, pink. Body, system font, regular, 17.
Okay, it tells me what I've selected. So in this case, those three colours that I put in by accident. Okay, so I want to get rid of it, those three colours. So I'm going to do a two-finger rotate around to edit.
Handwriting, words, lines, speech rate, volume, audio, duck, punctuation, sounds, hints, braille screen, headings, text selection, typing mode, edit.
So one finger flick up or down, doesn't really matter. So I'm going to do one finger flick up.
Make checklist item, share, divine, paste, cut.
Okay, and I want to cut it.
Green, yellow, pink.
Okay, that's now gone. So now if I rotate back around to word.
Language, characters, handwriting, words.
Now flick up one finger.
Brown, quick.
Okay, quick.
Quick.
Brown.
Brown. Fox.
Fox, it's all gone. So if I keep going past it, fox.
Jumped.
Jumped.
Over.
Over. The.
Lazy.
Lazy.
Dog.
Dog.
And. Rest.
Okay, so I've got rest wrong. So if I go to character.
Handwriting. Characters.
And do one finger flick back.
T. S. E. R.
Okay.
Romeo.
It said rest rather than raced. So I want to leave the R there. So one finger flick down.
R. Okay. Romeo.
Now, normally I'd probably just go to the end of this word and press delete to get rid of it, but let's do it via the selection method anyway, just to show you. So, two-finger rotate round to selection.
Language. Edit. Typing mode. Text selection.
Okay, text selection.
So swipe right to extend. Character selection.
I want character selection. So now I'm going to flick to the right now.
E-S-T. Selected.
Okay, so I've selected E-S-T, which is the rest of the word for rest. And two-finger rotate.
Characters.
Okay, rotate around to edit.
Language, edit.
And I went the other way this time, it was a bit quicker. So flick up.
Copy, make checklist, I share, divine, replace, paste, cut.
Okay, and double tap on that.
Est.
Okay, I got rid of est. I'm just going to type in A-C-E-D.
A-A-C-C-E-E-D-D.
Okay, and flick back around to word.
Handwriting, words.
Flick up.
Raced, body, okay, system font, raced. Regular, raced, but.
Okay, that should have been away. Flick up.
But.
to go to the beginning of the word. Two finger rotate around to selection.
Handwriting, characters, language, edit, typing mode, text selection.
Okay, and flick up.
Select all, page select, line select, word selection.
Okay, on word, flick to the right.
But, selected.
Okay, there's but, which I want to get rid of. Okay, two finger rotate around to edit.
Handwriting, words, handwriting, characters, language, edit.
And flick up.
Copy, make checklist, share, define, replace, paste, cut, but.
Okay, and I'm typing away.
A-A-W-W-A-A-Y-Y.
Okay, so that got rid of that, and I've replaced it with away. So let me just go to the beginning of the edit field.
Insertion point at start.
Okay, and if I do a two-finger flick down.
Note, text field is editing. Character mode. The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog and raced away into the bush, never to be seen again.
It's really nice and easy now to do text selections. You basically put the cursor from where you want to start selecting from. Rotate around your voiceover writer to text selection. One finger flick up or down to choose what you want to select by with the right and left gestures, with the right gestures to expand it, left gesture to decrease the selection. So one finger flick up will take you through character, word, line, page, etc. And of course, as you flick to the right, it will actually highlight by that increment. And flicking back to the left will decrease the selection by that increment. And as you highlight or unhighlight, it will read out to you what it's taking on or off in the selection. And if you want to just double check what you've actually highlighted, a three-finger tap on the screen will actually read that back to you. And then, of course, once you've made your selection, you then rotate around to edit and then choose cut, copy, paste, etc., depending on what you want to do. Let me press the home button to go back out of
home.
Notes.
Clock.
And that completes this demonstration of using the fantastic new text selection feature in iOS 9 with VoiceOver. And as usual, thanks for listening and bye for now.